Legislators today released 30 new bills that will be formally read into the record when the House and Senate convene later this month. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The bills made public add to those already on the table from last year's legislative session, and they cover a wide range of topics. Some promise to be controversial, and the public might welcome some of them. Fairbanks Democrat Scott Kawasaki wants to make it illegal for political campaigns to use those automated pre-recorded phone messages or robocalls to contact voters. And Chugiak Republican Bill Stoltz wants to make illegal the substance sold as bath salts, a synthetic form of cathinone that affects users in a way similar to meth. Another higher-profile bill would remove doubts that it's illegal to send or read text messages when driving. Haines Republican Bill Thomas and Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra have jointly sponsored the bill. Guerra says it came about after some judges followed the logic of a Kenai magistrate who raised doubts about the existing law banning the use of screens in moving vehicles.
Representative Thomas and I have talked about it. You're a moving weapon if you're looking at a keyboard while you're supposed to be driving, because you're driving a 3,000-pound car while you're essentially playing a game. And we have to shift the public's attitude from this is just socializing, which I understand, to realizing that you've become a weapon now and you can kill somebody.
Guerra says the bill is specific and does not relate to any other cell phone bills that are pending in the legislature. A constitutional amendment will be up for consideration. This one by Anchorage Democrat Bill Wilikowski would automatically put two-thirds of any excess reserves directly into the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, which would protect it from being spent by a simple majority vote of the House and Senate. That would only happen, though, if voters approve the measure during this fall's elections. And Anchorage's Johnny Ellis has a bill that would put $2 billion toward covering the anticipated shortfall in state pension needs. He would also put another $2 billion directly into the body of the permanent fund. The 30 new bills will be referred to committees on January 17th when the legislature begins its 90-day session. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.